Our next guest is an emergency doctor. He's a part of one of the class actions, Dr. Teek McPadden. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Have you just finished your shift?
Yeah, I've just come off a night shift and about to go to bed.
How long did you work for?
It's 12 and a half hours, 8 to 8.30.
And is that normal?
Yep, that's 7 in a row for me.
7 in a row. So every night you're working 8 at night till 8 in the morning?
Yep.
Right. And then you sleep during the day?
That's right. That's the idea.
What's the longest shift you've had to work?
14 and a half hours that I was paid for was the longest I've done.
When you say paid for, did you actually work longer than that?
Yeah, I came in before that and left after that. But, wasn't paid for those parts.
It seems to me that of all the professions to make people work extraordinarily long hours and at difficult times, I mean, medicine shouldn't really be one of them because you sort of can't afford to make mistakes, can you?
No, that's right. It's one of the major concerns about these untenable hours is the fear that creeps in that you are going to make more mistakes and your mistakes have very real world consequences.
Because I don't want to compare what I do to what you do, but I'm now doing morning radio, get up by my standards very early, and by the late afternoon I'm terribly tired and I forget things and, you know, misplace things and whatever. I mean, but again, I'm not a doctor. Is it like a rite of passage? As I said, I've got a cousin who's a doctor, an uncle who's a doctor, my brother-in-law's a doctor. They've all said the same thing when they were young, like you are. You're just expected to work these stupid hours because that's just the way it's always been done.
Yeah, I'm sure there's still that sentiment from a particular crowd of, I did it when I was your age, so you should do it too. But I think with sort of grown past that and enough is enough, where we're trying to say that this is not safe for patients, it's not safe for doctors, it's not safe for anyone involved, so something needs to change.
Well, what would you like to see change? Is it the length of the shifts? Is it the repeated night shifts? What is it?
No, I think the main issue that we've focused upon was that for years and years, as you mentioned, in the UK, they went through it a couple of decades ago, but we've tried to advocate for safe working environments. And we've had small amounts of change. And the reason these class actions have come about, it's not about the money. It's about wanting the hospitals to change and to actually make it safe for patients so they actually get adequate care.
So what does that mean, though? Does that mean, like, your 12-hour night shift, should it only be 9 hours, for example?
Well, it means that at the moment there's an expectation for particular specialties to come in early, to leave late, to come in on your days off, to do all of those and do that for free. So the hospitals are getting free labour in the current setup, and we're finally pushing back, I suppose, to try and make it so it's more safe and equitable.
Okay, so you don't want to be paid extra. You actually just want to do fewer hours and that should improve the safety of patients.
Yeah, of course. And I appreciate that it's working in a hospital is you can't always leave on time and there are reasons that you'll have to stay late, but it shouldn't be the expectation that it's every day coming in early every day.
Let's say you work, I don't know, 60 hours a week at the moment and you cut that back to a genuine 40 hours a week. Does that mean the hospitals would have to employ more young doctors?
Yeah, it would mean that there'd be staff shortages to fill those gaps that are now, at the moment being filled on a voluntary basis.
Hmm. Do we have enough doctors to fill those gaps?
I don't know the answer to that. Probably not.
All right. Look, thank you for your time. I'll let you go to bed now. Dr. Teek McPadden there.